For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The non-sanctioned sanction, more drugs are sleight of hand, where did all the heroin users go, and New Jersey's drug of choice. First, the non-sanctioned sanction. The Bush administration recently issued its list of countries which are either cooperating or not with the U.S. drug war. The nation of Venezuela was officially decertified. That is, the U.S. claims that Venezuela is not cooperating with our anti-drug efforts, and so is being sanctioned by the U.S. In many ways, this is unsurprising. The Venezuelan government recently stopped working with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration entirely. According to the Venezuelans, DEA agents were spying for the U.S. rather than performing their intended mission. The U.S., of course, denies the claim. Our government does, however, continue to fund the Venezuelan opposition. The president also granted an exemption for Venezuela. This allows aid to continue to flow uninterrupted. So ultimately, the sanction is merely a diplomatic slap on the wrist. Now, more drugs are sleight of hand. John Walters recently claimed a small success in the drug war. According to Walters, the price of Colombian heroin went up last year and the purity went down. The czar cited yet unpublished data from the Drug Enforcement Administration's domestic monitor program to prove the point. To his credit, Walters did admit that there was no such good news on the cocaine front. Colombia is the primary source of most of the world's cocaine. They produce so much cocaine, the U.S.-promoted eradication campaign serves mostly as a price support mechanism. While possibly true, the czar's announcement is significant for what he did not say. First, where did the heroin in the U.S. market come from in 2004? It's true that Colombia supplies much of the heroin available in the U.S., yet that's only been the case since about 1993 or 94. Prior to that, Southeast Asia was the source of much of the U.S.'s annual heroin supply. In 2001, DEA began reporting an increase in the availability of Southwest Asian heroin on the American market. Secondly, the context of the numbers Walters spews is important. According to Walters, the price of a pure milligram of Colombian heroin in 2004 was $1, up from 77 cents the year before, at an average purity of 32.5%, down from 41.8% the year before. Even so, the average price didn't drop below a dollar until 1998, when it hit 96 cents, rising by 2000 to $1.07. In 1993, when South American heroin made its dramatic debut, $1.47 per pure milligram was the going rate. The purity that year was 35.8%. Third, is this the final data for a full year? Until data is published, it's wise to take press reports with a grain of salt, especially those coming from the drug czar's office.
That was Doug McVeigh of DrugWarFacts.org. We'll have part two of this tomorrow. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.